多年。
啊，
大
爷。啊。装了的话还是少，就跟平常一样少。
So then, so we're going to have the class as usual on Friday.
Yeah, I don't mind. Myself, I don't mind now. If other monks, they agree. So they will get in the classes.
如果大家都同意的话，那我们那个星期五还是照常上课，就体检这些。
But a moment, let me see. Because on 26th, no. There will be this Bodhi Puja.
Yes.
Maybe that day, because all monks have to go.
Yes.
There will be all night chanting.
Yes.
Let me see, what is the day?
26,
no? Yes, offering 6 o'clock, offering the Bodhi tree.
Yes.
Offering to Pagoda, Buddha Vandana, all night Parita chanting. Okay, then 26, we can skip.
Okay.
27 ordination ceremony. You want to morning, but this is morning.
Yes. No.
Then after 27, 26. Okay. No. 24, 25. Medical clinic. If you want, you can go to the morning. No problem.
因为那个25号
，morning you can go。
25号那个体检会继续。
You can go after 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock you can go.
Okay.
After 10 o'clock.
所以说，大家张老师，如果大家有真的需要体检，25号去也还可以。然后张老师那个26号，因为那个是摄影张老师那个仪式那个26号晚上开始，然后那个所以26号我们就停一天课。大家都同意吗？
可以。
You can tell him, because the doctors will be working late in the night.After 12 o'clock, they will.
然后他说那个25号那个体检呢，因为他那个他们那个体检一直到深夜，所以我们这课上完了再去还来得及。
这不是，这肯定全
满。Okay, 26 on.
Okay, 26.
Three day.
I will miss. No class, I will miss.
Happy day. So now we are going to Samanya Rasila also. Samanya Rasila about killing. Panatipata. So who is going to read? Is it another?
So before that, he wants to ask some questions about the Vikarpana
Sutta. Ah, okay.
那个净语考试大纲，净语考试大纲那个作诗文，一个净诗
啊，
然后说完了净诗，然后下座，然后
就把净诗给取消了。
对，我就想问一下这咋回事儿？
这个确实挺敏感。
那个别问了
啊，
那个别问了，那个是算取消是吗？
疑惑度说的非常他那，你看疑惑度算取消？
对，我是算取消，那我应该怎么办？我娘了，都取消了，那我这又只能存十天了。
说了，说了，
这是这样，你就是你们之间那个做这个事儿可以，因为如果你跟其他人做的话，可能那个什么，你跟比方说你就只跟他做，然后你就只念上半部分，不要让他不要念下半部分。
然后他只要三不三不就完事儿了。
对，就完事儿就是。
然后等那个要取消的时候，然后他只要我跟他用中文说一遍，就是我要那个用哪句，然后他把那个。第二个再念一段。
我跟他确认。So this question is that so now this becomes the formula practicing now and for example so the even in what's called the Vedanta notes you can find the English version of the Vedanta notes. So in the end there's a list of all the formulas, no? In the end.Formulas.
Ah, right. Miscellany, not formulas.
Yes. So now...
Pachudharana.
No, it's not about Pachudharana. It's about Vikapana. So you can see.
Katina.
Vikapana.
Various Vivasa, Pavarana, Apadidesana.
Oh, okay.
Paramukha Vikapana.
Paramukha Vikapana. And so now here it is like Monk 1.This is Paramukha. Okay, Samukha. Let's start with Samukha. Junior monk. Then the senior monk immediately cancel this with Kapana. So this is the.
I told this. Yesterday I mentioned this thing.
Yes.
So, but here it does not mention immediately. Okay?
It is immediate.
It is only the formula.
But when we practice actually here, it is immediate.
Yes, this is what actually done, all right? But here does not mention anything, okay?
Uh-huh.
It does not mention anything whether it should be immediately or not,
uh-huh.
Okay? So then I know this practice. That's why yesterday I told you,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Therefore, if this is actually the practice, uh-huh. You don't need Nisarga Pachita number one, number two, number three, all many robes and so forth. You don't need even to stitch your robes, nothing. Because Vikapana means it is a rope. You don't make aditana, uh-huh. Nothing, uh-huh. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It cancels so many rules. You don't need to care any of our rules. It,
uh-huh.
You can have hundreds of robes,
uh-huh.
Any times, okay?
Uh-huh.
It completely kills the spirit of any rule about robes.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
You don't even need to dye your robe, you don't need to make kapap into nothing.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay?
This is actually the sense of the kapana they use.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, it's actually killing all the vinaya about roles. Mm. You don't need to make, like parikarachola the same. Mm. Okay?
Mm.
If you determine your robe is parikarachola,
mm.
You don't actually make kapap into, you don't need to dye,
uh-huh.
You don't need to stitch it, you don't need to have a special pattern,
uh-huh.
Cut it like that.
Uh-huh.
Nothing, you have nothing to care at all.
Uh-huh.
You are like you can actually wear any layman's cloth,
uh-huh.
Any parikara chola.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So therefore now, these two practices, parikara chola and vikapana,
uh-huh.
Is actually becoming virus, because it actually kills all these roots. Monks, they don't need to study. Why you study Nisarga Pachita number? Why Migoda teaches monks like that? No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to care.
Mm-hmm.
If you make vikapana,
mm-hmm.
Your rope, you can take the ropes,
mm-hmm.
As called, using them,
mm-hmm.
And you don't need to rativipavasa.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to adita.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to cut papabindu. You
mm-hmm.
Don't need to care. Even to stitch your ropes, to cut your ropes,
mm-hmm.
To dye your ropes,
mm-hmm.
You don't need anything. Therefore, now monks, actually, they trouble themselves
mm-hmm.
By dyeing the ropes, make papabindu. Why am I going to spend so much time? Waste his time teaching the monks to kapapindu. You don't need to make a kapapindu at all.
Okay. So, this
therefore, now I'm telling you, if that is the case, the spirit of the kapana, who the Buddha put down, it kills the whole stories about that he has spent the night under in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So that he want to put a limit in the it's called about the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, he cancels all these limits. And what he makes a kapapindu. Therefore, now this is not the spirit of Vikapana. Yes,
okay.
I explain you.
Okay.
Once you make Vikapana, as called, and the other monk makes Pachutarana, that monk, that rope becomes Atirika Sivara. We have only 10 days.
Okay. Actually, his question has two parts. I only mentioned the first part, but I will translate first. Then I will mention the second part of his question.
我就是正常的应该是分两步而不是就一步对吧对我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我我
if you want to make this procedure properly, then what we have, his question is, then what we have to do is this junior monk said, imam chevaran tuhan vikapemi, and then this senior monk just said, sadhu. And this got take this chivara, yes, that is enough.
Yes, yes.
Take this, he has to take this chivara, no?
Take that chivara and so
you
have to give it back to
him. Take this chivara and then give it back to the junior monk. This is the first step. And the second step, when this junior monk, he wants to cancel this covenant. Then this junior monk, again, he has to take this chivara to the senior monk and say to the senior monk, please cancel this covenant. And then this senior marks said, no, and then he gave the senior marks, senior and gave it back. But in the junior mark, the junior mark doesn't have to say any party formula. In the
any? To say any?
A Pali formula.
Pali? A Pali formula? No, junior monk doesn't say anything.
Okay,
he just tell him, I want to have this rope back.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay, okay.
So then, and then senior monk tell him, Manchi Varamahya Sandagan, Paripunjava. He can't sit.
Okay.
So therefore, no. But another thing, he does not need junior and senior.
Oh, okay.
It's you can actually go, a senior can go to the junior, he can go to the Samanera.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay? Even Samanera is included.
Okay. 你就找那个笔壶或者那个上麻呀，直接竖那个，直接竖那个那个那个那个那个组织或者是前面嘛，然后前面，然后他说，然后你不容易给他，他不能还给你。然后就第一个步骤就是进士这个步骤就完成了。然后使使使出进士的时候，就像你刚刚说的那样，你就跟他说你那个先不进士就行，然后你什么把柄都不用说，他说那那那段话，然后他说那段话之后，你再把那个给他，他再把这把柄就还给你。
If one goes, you can tell now, the on monk, Bhikkhu A, he go to Bhikkhu B, he can tell three times, Imachi Varan, to him Vikapendi, to Tiambi, Tatiambi, and so forth, to him Vikapendi. So the other Bhikkhu B, he tells Sadhu Sadhu, and then that monk now, he does not need to give it, as called, to other monk, as called, any, whether he wants to give to other monk or not, is different. It doesn't apply.
Indifferent, you mean?
Just to tell the formula, once the other monk tells sadhu sadhu, finish. It means the vikapana has been established.
So this he doesn't have to hand over this rope to the other monk.
So you can do it, but it is not mentioned. Is whether it? You can hand it, you can hold it in your hand. Bhikkhu B, Bhikkhu A, he holds the rope in his hand. Okay? He tells Iman, Sivaran to him vikapemi. Three
okay.
times. So then, and the other monk tells sadhu sadhu and finish. You don't need to, you can hand it over if you like.
But
it does not mention.
Okay, really? but anyway, he has to at least hold this rope. He cannot put his rope in the kudian.
Yes, he has to bring in and show the rope.
Okay, okay.
Because now, this is actually how the Buddha want to put a limit, because you have to show you how many ropes you want to keep. That is a controlling faculty. So then, because you feel ashamed, if you have 10 ropes, the other monks will ask, oh, you have 10 ropes? How you can give them ropes? Other monks can judge you. Okay. So therefore now you have to show what you have. So then, in that case now, if you are, you must be transparent, how many ropes you will become. So this transparency actually prevents you to keep more ropes and store more ropes. So then, therefore now, you have to bring the rope and show how many ropes you have. One, two, three. Okay, take a look.
But if you have three shivas, then you have to change the formula. Imani, Tivarani, something like that.
Yeah, you have to match But I mean, the spirit is that you have to show the rope.
Okay.
Once you show, then you feel ashamed if you have 10 ropes. What? Otherwise, you will tell spirit rumors, bad rumors about you.
Okay.
So therefore now, this is a kind of controlling measure. So the Buddha put down that, Ashpal, you have to show what you have. Okay, how many ropes you have? So then other monks, if they agree and so forth, okay, you will tell sadhu sadhu. Okay, you can make it a couple.
他说那个什么，就是刚说那净师布手里边，就是把衣掉给他，然后再他把衣还给你，这个步骤是可以做，可以不做，就是你可以一直把衣拿在手里，这是第二呢，就是说那但是你不能不拿衣，就直接空手过去，然后他这个衣在我布袋里边，就这不可以，就是你就是你想把这个东西做进去，你就必须把这个衣拿回来，然后跟人看，这个时候再拿在手里边，这是这样做才可以。 然后就是这是第二点，然后第三点呢，就是说你，比方说你一次性是你可以进十好几件衣，比方说你一次拿那个四件衣五件六件衣，那你可以把四件五件六件一起拿回来一起做净食。然后这个时候的话，你那个做这个稍微改一下，把前面那个一万一万一万七万的改成一万七万的，就是单数改成复数就可以了。然后他那个，但是后面如果舍出的话，后面如果是一块舍出的话，他那个味也存在数改成复数。
然后就把那 M 改成那个
N
恩爱就行。
不是 A 那个就是那个伊玛尼，不是伊玛改成伊玛尼这样。A
等会儿伊玛尼是吧？
对伊玛尼对。
I M A N I。
对对 I M A， 然后那个 A 是长音。
第二个 A 是长对
对，
第一个 A 是
对对，
就一列
对。
伊玛尼，然后吉瓦拉尼。
对。
吉瓦拉尼那个 A 后面 A 也是长音。
对对对，一样一样。
瓦拉尼，伊玛尼吉尔拉尼，
对，
就 OK 了。
然后对，然后这样说，就是大家就注意，一定要把音拿过去，就是你念经声东西一定要拿过去。就是说这个是对，等于是对方对你的一种监督，就是说你不，如果你一次拿很多的话，对方有可能会问你，你怎么会存那么多余的音量？这是一种那个限制。
然后还有那个赌一样币打一样币是指示的
啊，那个我不知道他是不是说一定要念三遍，他建议念三遍，就是那个一般七个人为卡片，然后赌一样币一般七个人为卡片，打一样币一般七个人为卡
片，然后解除就念一遍就可以了。
So he is asking that for this necessary to say what's called do the ambi da the ambi something。
It's okay, you know, this is usually, you know, I'm telling you to tiam te tiam because this is normal. Normal is what to tell to tiam te tiam.
So this is normal, this is the second time, the third time.
So then, if the other monk is lazy, he tells only one time, it is also okay. So then after that, this vikapana has been done. Now the Bhikkhu has to keep this into stock. Means he can't use it. Nobody can use it. Okay? Nobody can use it. Either Bhikkhu A or Bhikkhu B can't use. They have to put aside. So then, therefore now Bhikkhu A, if there is some urgent situation, he wants to use it, then he has to go to Bhikkhu B. Okay? So then if Bhikkhu B cancels the Vikapana, so from that time on, that rope becomes Atireka Chivara. Within 10 days, Bhikkhu has to decide what to do with this rope. Either to wear it, or to make it again Vikapana, and so forth, he has to decide within 10 days.
然后他说：“那你这做了第一部分，然后把那个净事给做好的时候，就这个意思存起来，然后没有人能用，不管是你这个你是你自己，还是那个跟你一块做净事的人，这你们俩都不能用。然后呢，然后这就出现紧急情况了，这出现紧急情况需要用这个意思呢，你再把这个拿给币，然后他等个取消净事，然后取消净事之后，你这个意思是剩一面是多余的意，然后你必须在时间之内就决定好这个意到底是决议呢，还是继续净事。”
然后刚才我还想问一下，就是。任何的纺织品，只要那个超过了那个规定的量，我都可以用这个同样的话，就是这伊玛尼几个，或者伊玛尼，就是同样的词是吧？
比如说
就用一块布，但是那块布是超过那个规定尺寸的布。
对，那规定尺寸多少来着？我忘了。那规定尺寸
是
那个十二尺宽。
一乘一个肘乘半个肘。
啊，对，一肘乘半肘，对。So,so he's telling that for any fabric which is bigger than 1 cubit times half cubit, which is bigger than this size, he can use the formula of Imang Jivaran or Imang Jivaran to do this Vikapana.
Vikapana means it should be 1 cubit and half. It's called in length 1 and in width half cubit. So that is a minimum size of cloth to make vikapana. If it is less than that, it is not suitable to make vikapana. Even it is not suitable to make aditana also.
他说等你说对，然后他说等就是那个，如果一块布你要来做净事，它的最小尺寸必须是一肘乘一半肘，而如果是小于这个尺寸，既不能做净事，也不能做决议。
问一下，就是。前面班里说的这个布 我就要把它决议成那个床单跟那个展舞，它是无限制数量就可以当这样用的，就服装一穿就可以一直决
议。So he is asking that for those kind of a cloth, bigger than 1 cubit times 1/2 cubit. So if we determine this piece of cross as a patatarun or a parikara shoda, in that case, he doesn't have to make a recoupling. And he can keep any number of cloths and use.
Yes, parikara shoda means a plain cloth. Actually, you can use this plain cloth. Because maybe in the future, so then maybe your robe is torn. So then for this parikara show, you can cut pieces to patch your robe. Okay?
No.
So, or you want to make a strainer. To make a strainer, you keep this cloth. Or you want to make a bag to cut your books. You want to make a bag to cut your ball. So therefore, parikara jolaka means this is for accessory cloth, which you don't, is not main part of your robes. It's not main part of the robes. So therefore now, in that case, you can, such kind of pieces of cloth, you can termize parikara jolaka for such purposes, either for patching your robe, because you want to maybe to find, to keep it longer time, to patch your robe, or because you want to make a tavikam, means a bag, to carry your books, or to carry your pen, to carry other things, to your clock. So, or you want to, for your ball, or you want to make a strainer. These are the spiritual, this is the meaning of parikara solaka.
Okay.
And then you can determine this, you can keep it.
So he also mentioned pachatarana.
Pachatarana is not pachatarana. Pachatarana is different part. It is for bedsheet.
Yes, bedsheet, yes.
But bedsheet is, if you want to make, bedsheet, so you determine is bedsheet. You can't determine is parikara shola.
他是这样，他是可以，但是如果说你本身东西就是一个杂用布的话，那你这个东西就是这个只能用一个很杂用途，比方说你的衣服，然后拿这块布做个布垫，或者说你拿这东西做个立水囊，或者说你做个包，或者说你的包，或者你的书，或者说你其他东西做个包，然后只能用这些用途。然后但是如果你去捐一双的话，那你这块布就只能用一双的。
当床单或皮的时候，都可以解除，就在固体就可以。还有问题，说近视啊，我解除近视，我找不到这个班底的话，这个班底布外出找不到它，我能不能找另外皮裤去做这个仪式？之前班底跟我说过是可以的，不急的，对吧？
没有吧？
之前我问过这个问题的，他说可以的，但是
我记得是不可以。
我记得也是可以。
然后当时你感到很惊讶。
没有，
他说可以，我感到很惊讶。
那我
想问一下，什么情况我可以再找BBQC去解除这个？
就是万一他去年那样子了，我知道，对，我其实我是，so he's asking that, also for a piece of, for a rope, he has already done the recoupling with the rope, with another bico beam, but later he has some emergency and he has to use the rope, but he cannot find bico beam, maybe he went outside or this representing. And then, so his question is that in that case, is it allowable for him to find another bhikkhu seed to cancel this recoupling?
No, it's not necessary because you're going to the Anapati section. In Vinayabhika, it says that it's no offense if one takes it on trust and uses it. Okay?
Trust.
If one takes on trust, anapati. Okay, in the end of the rule, of this Vikapana rule, is no offense if that bhikkhu himself gives it, or if the bhikkhu A takes it by himself on trust. Okay.
This is not the translation here.
It is you and uses it.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there is no offense. Then in that case now, if you can't find other bhikkhu, B, so then you decide, okay, I need this robe, I will take it. The time you decide, Vikapana cancelled. Automatically cancelled. From that time on, if you want to use, if you use, Vikapana cancelled, you have to only 10 days. Again, extra robe.
Okay.
automatically, if you use that vikapana rope, you want to use, the time you use, that rope becomes, vikapana becomes cancelled. And then, as called, 10 days you have to decide what to do with this. It becomes extra rope.
然后他说这种情况你不用去找比库C，他说这种情况就相当于比给予或施舍而取用，施放者最终受害行者不翻译，然后他说这个情况相当于比给予或施舍而取用，那这个情况下你谁都不用找，然后你比方说你当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就当就 那一刻开始，你的净师自动取消了。
那有没有比库这样说，就净师好了，他放在固底，要用了他就当找的那个，直接拿起来用十天，你明白吧？就不去找那个比库比了，他也不犯嘛，不算到这种东西。
So he's asking that if this is allowable, then some bhikkhus, they will not cancel this recapitulation at all. They will not make any effort to look for this bhikkhubi even. So they will directly to take this away for 8 or 9 days, and then again put it aside, something like that.
So then... Yeah, this is actually now. This is it is visasana. Visvasana means trust. Now to find the trustful monk. Now if someone, for example, is there, how you can trust him that he doesn't become upset? Okay. So then, if the other bhikkhu you make vikapan to other bhikkhu, and then after that bhikkhu he sees you wearing that robe, the vikapan, and he asks you how without my permission you use your robe. No. Therefore now. In that case, now you must know that this allowance is, it does not apply in every situation. It applies in very, very special situations, particular situations when only, I call, for example, you can't find the other monk. The other monk has left. Okay, he is not around. You don't know where he has gone. In that case, now he tells you, okay, he has gone. So then I can use this rope, but at the same time, you know. Once you use vikapana, breaks, okay? It's cancelled. Then you have only 10 days, again. And then if you go to make vikapana, you have to find another bhikkhu. Again, you have to make another vikapana. But so then, but the other bhikkhu you must know. He is reliable. If he sees me wearing this robe, he will not become upset. So therefore now, it is a very restricted area you can work with it. With this exception. It does not apply in every situation.
然后那个是我有上前面说有点我忘了跟大家说，就是他这个地方那个比给予或施舍而取用，他这个是给予和施舍从汉语来看是同义词，对不对？然后他这个那个长老说，他这个地方如果说你看巴利语的话，第一个是给予没错，然后第二个应该是以前后相取。
哦，
那
翻成
哪一个叫那个。
So he wants to know the party, so I have to show him the party. 那个就是那个，那个 yes, I know. So, this is 给予。啊，然后那个 visa santo party bunjati 是那个以前后想受用的意思。他应该说直译应该是以前后想受用，你不是以前后，就是不是以前后想，就是以前后而受用。
前后
的。visa santo。
visa
santo。对。Sorry, because he wants to check the party.
然后那个让说是这样，他说如果像那个那，然后因为这个东西就后来那个人之所以离开了，你也还可以受用，就是因为你当时是因为你信任他，你才跟他做这个请示，所以他可以算是你的亲后。你信任他，所以他是你，所以说你那说他接着走，你可以亲后想要受用。然后呢，然后就这样一点，但是如果他那个像他刚才说的那样。就是说你进食之后，然后你需要用这个衣的时候，你也不去找他，你就直接拿起来就穿。那这个也是那这种行为实际上破坏你和这个人之间的亲友关系，亲友关系。但是那个人一看，你看他跟我做这个事，然后就绿壁匠里边姻缘是一样的，就是他跟我做这个事，然后他后来也不告诉我，不跟我取消，就只拿穿用，就和绿壁匠里边那个姻缘是一样的。所以说这他那种说法，其实一般情况下是不会成立的，只有在那个人离开的时候你才可以那样做。
哦，你就不相信。不尊重
就
这样跟那个人说，就好比说我要出去旅行了，
啊，
行走去了，
啊，
我跟班里说清楚，我的班里到时候我在外面的话，我不可能跟你去，是，
啊，
那到时候我直接这样说就可以了，这样也应该也算是成立的吧，也算是。
So he's telling that is it allowed for him to tell Bhikkhu B in this case? So for example, he's traveling outside. He's traveling outside. So before he leaves this monastery, he informs Bhikkhu B, okay, now I'm going to leave this monastery. So if I meet some emergency, I could come back to this ministry and do this punch down with you. In that case, so please allow me, Scott, to use this recovery chamber anytime I want, something like that.
You can tell it, but. Once that Bhikkhu uses that call, that recovery gets cancelled.
Okay.
So therefore, he has only 10 days to decide what to do this.
Okay.
This is the principle.
Okay.
And I must tell him now, the kapani is not to increase lobha for rogues.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. It is to reduce.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Buddha put this rule.
Uh-huh.
But many monks, they use it the other way around.
Uh-huh.
Okay? To increase the lobha.
Uh-huh.
So therefore now, in that case now, if you, the time you use, you must know, the time you use the kapana rogue,
uh-huh.
the kapana breaks.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
That drop becomes now Nisagyapachitya,
uh-huh.
and you have to deal with Nisagyapachitya number one.
Uh-huh.
Then that Nisagyapachitya number one comes into effect.
Okay, okay. He said, you can say, 然后当然说呢，就是在一定要注意一点，就是净食这个东西呢，是为了去除你对一的贪，啊不啊不，现在有些人把这个用于另外一方面，就是增长那个一的贪，就是希望大家不要那样做。
So then, after you use it, now you have 10 days. If you exceed 10 days, then becomes nisagyapachitta. You fall into another vice. So he said that you are doing
多余的上衣是吧？So he has two extra sangha. He has two extra water sangha, but he has no sangha. He has no sangha because he's a samana. So he's asking that. So now is it allowable for him to stitch these two water sangha together? And after he gets upasamana, he would determine his new robe as his sangha.
To stitch these two Uttara Sangha together.
Oh, yes. To stitch these two Uttara Sangha together, and then after he gets higher ordination, he would determine this rupa as Sanghati.
So then he can do it, but he must know the way how to stitch because there are certain rules how to stitch it's called a double rope. So he has to get the information from Migoda Bande and so forth, and he might show him how to do this.
So
they said other rules go in this year now, how to stitch a rope, how to make a double rope.
他说你可以去做，但是你必须知道那个大音应该怎么缝。他说你最好是咨询一下米果长老，这事应该怎么做。他说那个因为他说缝大衣也是有借条的，不小心的话可能会犯。
哦，
现在
就是说戒律跟我们这样上的是禁吃，实际操作在当地农树林基本上没有人拿一根锅出来做禁吃，就是远距离禁吃，两个人念就结束了，对吧？
对，
取消也是这样的。
不是，他是那个就是净食和取消在一起的。
啊，
一般
说就是前面班里说的不可以的这种情况。
对 对，
好像缅甸好像也是这样做。
缅甸怎么样我不知道，对。但是如果你看那个伊霍杜托他伊霍杜托里边把这个做成第二句定语取消，那是这样。
你说
没事，
我可以念那个
圣
经
里的。So
he's
going to read the story of this.
Panadipata. Okay. No more questions.
没有其他问题。你说。
只是有几个翻译的问题吗？
你说。
就是那个，就是在律藏里边，就是那个，最后在就是各个名词解释的那个不还愿者，这个不还愿者，你觉得他翻译的
？OK， again about translation， so I will say。
Apachudaranam
tasarana savadina tasapachudaranam savadina。他这个第一个不还语应该翻译为不舍除，然后第二个不还语是正确的，没有什么问题。
啊，
就是这两个词这两个词就是不应该用同一个词翻译，就是说这两个词应该是不一样的词，应该用不一样的词翻译。然后那个不舍除的意思，它是实际上就只是那个念了个伽马文，你只要念了伽马文就舍除了。然后他那个。对，
不舍得定时，
对，
应该舍
得
定时或取消定时。
你要是念那个加净时的话，你的那个净时里边净时外面加括号，就不舍除，然后括号净时。
啊，
对，因为它是原文里面没有提净时这个词，但是你知道那个净时那个意思，所以说你加括号可以了。
然后下一个那个不施舍而着用那个不是不施是不是阿维桑都那个词，不施舍。
对，
啊，那他这个
翻译的。So can I use the dictionary to check this word avisa santo?
Avisa santo, it is opposite to visa santo.
Yeah. I know, but I
without trust.
No. Just check the word visa santo. Just a little bit because he wants to know the exact meaning of this word.
It comes from visasano. Visasa means trust, not trusting.
Okay.
It is a present participle of trust.
Okay. Can you show him the root? I mean, not the root, the verb. Visasa. Okay.
Visasa. It should be visasa.
Yes.
Visasa.
Just T. Okay. It is. Visasa. It doesn't
appear.
It is here. Visa City. You can check Visa City. The causative form.
Go back. No, because you put the wrong Visa.
No, you have to. Visa City.
This one.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Visa City.
Confides
in to be friendly with Visa City. To confide in to put on trust in.
Oh, yes, it
to
is.
Be friendly with.
他说你差一个动词叫做那个。
It comes from Visa and Visa City.
Visa Santa.
不是你
这
个词动词。
Visa City.
你查这个词动词。它是这个动词的现在分词。懂了吧？
Chinese
啊，对 ，we can understand English， 对。
那这个翻译为那个飞行后是比较合适的，就是那个
词。你就直译就可以，就是正在训练的人，正在训练，不是现在分词吗？现在分词就是你这正在训练的，就是训练当中的，这样对。
你要翻译成清后也对，其实清后清后是没问题的。
大众 have this dictionary。
然后不汉斯也翻译成清后清清新人清后行。
Give last name. V sans ed. V and sans.
Yes, yes, yes.
I call it sans.
Yes, yes.
It comes from sans.
Yes, yes.
刚才都不装东西。
那个巴汉斯里边有这个词，那个他翻译
的
对，那是this is the present participle yes. Okay.
Trusting.
你还有其他词吗？就这个词吗？
啊，对，然后还其他的，然后还有一个就是下面的那个受持或赠与的合作，这个受持应该是指决议吧。
他这个地方决议通通都翻译成通通都翻译成受持，他整本书就这么翻。
然后那个赠他就没有问题。
对 ，OK， 嗯 ，no more question。
OK。
啊？
哎，
不是他对不是条，他只是问这个六六六项里边这个词是不是？
六十一。
OK， so we can start with 61。
OK。
OK。波一提六十一。尔时佛世尊在舍卫城奇树几孤独园，其实巨兽优婆夷曾为公事，不喜乌鸦，彼射乌鸦而断其头，顺刺穿至于串刺物上。朱比丘如是云：有此等乌鸦为谁所杀焉？有是我不喜乌鸦。诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以巨兽优陀夷故意夺生物之命也？乃至优陀夷五十故意夺也，实然。世尊，佛世尊喝得愚人汝何以故意夺也？愚人，此非令未信者生信。乃至诸比丘，汝当如是送此学处，任何比丘故意夺生物之命者，波一提，任何者比丘之意，故意者明知犯罪而存心进行也，夺命者断止其命根以破坏其生命之相续也，生物者指畜生而言，于生物有生物想而夺其命者，波一提，于生物有疑想而夺其命者，突击罗，与生命有非生物想者，突击罗；与非生物有生物想者，突击罗；与非生物有疑想者，突击罗；与非生物有非生物想者，不犯也。非故意者，无念者，无知者，无杀意者，疯狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
Yet this monk had a problem with die, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had a problem with crows. In India, many crows, many. Quack, 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 quack. This monk got angry. He was starting killing crows.
这个在印度有很多乌鸦，然后这个优陀夷比这个优陀夷比困难，然后对乌鸦很生气，然后就是杀很多乌鸦。
China no crow. China no.
We have
crow. No.
中国有乌鸦吗？
有，
但城市里面没有
啊。
城市里面，
城市
里面
有，是上海可能没有，我们但是别的地方是有。
萤火树的
地方都有。嗯，现在 yes, we
have.
Yeah, only few, ne? Very few.
Not every city, because in order to have crows, you have to trees also. You need to get trees, but in many Chinese cities, you don't get many trees. So
many birds die out.People shoot, no? So then, okay, now a month should not behave like that. So then, this includes, okay, you can read the Kankavitar.
去的生物之一区，无论小的或大的，杀死那生物者也只是心堕落。在大的生物若攻击大的生物，则成为大的不善业。 在沙瓦提，吴大仪长老开始在夺取生物的生命值故事制定共通制定有命令的，在生物从生物移者，在非生物从生物想或移者勿作，在生物或非生物从非生物想者，非故意者，不知者，无意死的目的者，以及疯狂者等的罪，其余的只是在杀人体学处所说的方式。在这里有五种构成要素：一、畜生去的生物；二、生物想；三、杀心；四、攻击；五、由那而死。
Okay, so now the factors, it is in Parajika number 3, how to kill a human being, apply also how to kill any other being, any other animal.
然后他说这样去，就是恶构成要素和那个巴拉吉嘎尼第三条相似，只不过那个地方是那个杀人，然后这个地方杀动物。
So therefore now it is the same like Samanera Sila. Panadipata, there are 5 factors. It should be, how it's called, animal.
Okay.
So one should know that it is an animal, a living animal. And then one wants to kill it, number 3. Chetana is intention to kill. Then one makes effort to kill. And then the animal gets killed. The 5 factors.
然后这过程要素是，然后这五个过程要素对上面的那些第一条场景解决是通用的。然后就是第一个要素就是这是一个动物，然后第二个要素是你对这个动物有动物想，然后第三个要素是你的动机是杀死这个动物，然后第四是你做出努力，然后第五个是因为你的这个努力，然后这个动物死掉。
Therefore, if mosquito bite you, you know a mosquito, okay? And this fellow I will kill and make effort. Kill.
But
it did.
所以是比方说一个蚊子咬你，你看知道这是个蚊子，你还想杀死它，然后啪一拍，然后这蚊子死了，然后你翻白眼。
If the mosquito flies away, what?
Look at it.
But I think according to the Parajika
number three,
no? By making effort itself, it is look at
it. Yes, that's what I said, because the accomplishment tells that the other things are similar to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, true. Lucky mosquito, not lucky monk. Mosquito lucky, escape, but monk, no escape from Dugada.
That's what I said.
就跟那个一样，
对，跟那个
只要有个家庭，
对，只要有个家庭就恶作。
如果我不知道我们戒律里面有没有什么虐待动物这条，就好比说我很多人没有是他的意愿，就有可能把他翅膀拔掉，把他脚一根脚拔掉，那种虐待性的，这算什么罪？
So he is asking, how about if a monk without intention to kill them, but he tortures them, means for example, it removes the fur, the feather, the wing, or even the leg of an animal, just to make the animal suffer. In that case, will this be good for indulgence or not?
Very such a ruler, because monks in that day, they were not so cruel.
他说好像没有这样的那个，其实确实就是说那个似乎那个时代比库没有这么残忍，
就没有这
个。According to the Dhamma point, Dhamma point, many of course reference the sutras.
当然在经藏里面。
Sutras, for example, which by injuring other beings and so forth.Yeah, that is akusala karma, and how one get diseases. That is one cause to get diseases. Because in what is called Chula Kama Vipanga Sutta, it says about the karma, how the karma works, why people they get sick, easily sick, how other people are healthy. The Buddha explains, now people who injure other beings, they don't kill, but injure them.As called wound them, so they get easily sick. But people who don't do like that, they are more healthy.
他说这个在律藏里边是没有这样就是，但是在经藏里边有很多很多的那个处可以参考。他说那个就是比如说在那个他说那个经藏里边明确说伤害有些这种不善业，比如说那个小业分别经里边，他说那个佛陀解释上那个什么是那个有病的因。什么是健康的因？然后说这个时候说就是伤害其他有情，就那个是你就容易得病，然后你不伤害其他有情，然后就健康。
So now Buddhism is called the Ahimsavadi religion. Ahimsavadi means of no violence, religion of no violence. So therefore now if a monk does such things, become cruel.So it is against the spirit of Buddhism, against the spirit of non-violence.
他说那个，他说佛教被称为无害说者，就是无暴力说者。然后所以说如果说那个你被这种作证残忍的行为是违背佛教精神，那个是违反佛教。
But I think now for human being it is parajika.
Parajika for what?
Parajika number 3, it says, if one puts a trap for the other person to be killed, but he does not get killed, he gets injured, dukkha offense. That's called, yes, in Parajika number 3, about how to kill a human being. So then, there are such cases like that, dukkha. Sometimes it is Dulachaya case.
Dulachaya, I think.
Dulachaya case, I can't remember for what cases. Therefore, in that case now, one must not...directly take a break the hand of the other person, but if one puts a trap or puts a knife somewhere so that person gets killed if he falls, but does not get killed, it gets injured. Dukkata ocholo chaya offense.
It's true, I think it is mentioned, if you make an effort, for example, to kill that person, but and this effort succeeded, but that person didn't get killed, it is true,
Something like that. But injuring now, for example, if you injure,
it's
about injury.
Yes,
injuring the person.
Yeah,
he does not get killed, but get injured.
Yes.
This is Dukkata Tulachaya.
He said,
Now, that, for animals, of course, there is no Dulachaya. But it must be Dukkata. For example, there is an ant here. You try to kill. But it doesn't kill you.
There's a what?
And you try to kill, but ultimately you hit and only the leg breaks. Dukkata.
你听听，就比方说是蚂蚁一样，是杀死的，然后
他是以杀他的心，我来问的问题是没有杀心。
我知道没有杀心，就是他说按经藏那个说法就是在律藏里边是没有，
就说什么罪都没有的。
对，
看到这个人
对
去弄小动物的话，什么罪都没有。
对他是没什么罪，但是这是不善业，然后又果报在自己的，对
对。那个，我想问那两个问题，一个是那个翻译问题，那个疑惑度脱那个， 密尊者加那括号，在生物或非生物存非生物想不犯，这括号好可能是密尊者自己加的，这个跟那个律藏里面是不一样的。
律藏错，
律藏是错的是吗？
啊，看啊，那个他翻译错，翻译成恶作，
应该是不犯是吗？
对，
啊，
这
对
我看要提醒一下大家。
对对对，我就想问一下，那个律藏那个翻译是与非生物有。这个于生物有非生物想是恶作，
不是于非生物与非生物想是不犯，
于生物有非生物想也是阿那法提，
于生物与非生物想是阿那法提
啊，对，那个巴利文是阿那法提，不是读根，
于生物与非生物， so there's a wrong translation it seems。
那就这个
对
的，
这
是对
的，
这
是
对
的，
他不
会啊，你这样想
Panne vimatik panne anapanasani
对不犯是对的
panne
于生物有非生物想
apanasani jivita voropiti anapati there's no dukkha to you
yes because it is yes there is no dukkha because there is quite they say, I will give example okay,
okay.
For example there is here a book okay and then let me see another example. Let me see. There is something, let's see, a dot, black dot. I think, what is this? Why it is rubbish? I think it is rubbish. But and he tries to remove. And then, it goes not rubbish. It goes anyone. So then finish.
But in that case, there's
no offense. No offense.
No offense. 然后那个，然后你也就是也不知道那是什么东西，可能就是黑点，然后可能这应该是垃圾，然后不想把这垃圾除掉，结果一抹，你看这虫子被磨死了，然后这时候是不犯的，因为你不是根本不是以生物想。
哦，对，而且没有杀心，什么都没有。
没有生物想是不可能有杀心的，对不
对？
对
对对，就什么都没有，这种心肯定是不犯的。
对。
But it says the opposite, though. It says the opposite. Now. This is rubbish, okay? Yeah, rubbish. Nothing. This is animal. Oh, I will kill it. Kill. And then find, this is only rubbish.
Look at that. 但相反，听上去可能会犯恶作，比方说这一块垃圾，然后你把当时这个虫子啊，我杀死它，啪一打，然后什么都没打死，就是打到一堆垃圾上面，然后这个当然是犯恶作，因为是对非生物有生物像这个，而那个恶作。
The same way is doubt. In doubt.Is it rubbish? Is it animal? No, I don't know what I want to kill. Okay, and then mainly, it is only rubbish. So then, in that case, look at it.
然后对非生物有意想，然后你比方说你想这是垃圾还是虫子，不管它是什么，我还是把杀了。然后这样是不错。
So if you want to kill a rubbish thing, you might fall into dukkha if you think it is animal.
对，所以说哪怕只是垃圾，如果是你对那个认为或者怀疑它是个动物的话，它。
Okay, now another thing now about anapati sections. Asanchitya means one has no intention. For example, if we walk on the road, sometimes you can't see the animals. You have no intention to kill. If by accident you step on an ant or some worm like that, you kill. Okay, no accident. Finish. You don't have intention.
然后这个非故不能立项里边不犯的第一条是非故意，然后非故意是举个例子，就比方说在让走路，然后可能就是你因为你不知道路地上有蚂蚁，可能害怕什么蠕虫之类的东西，然后被不小心把踩死，然后这就属于非故意，是不犯的。
Same way if we sweep, for example, in the dhanasala, and by accident you hit the wall and then.On warm end in the wall gets crushed. So accident, you don't have no intention to kill. No offense.
同样，你在食堂扫地的时候，然后可能一不小心扫死一只蚂蚁，或者扫死一只虫子，然后这也是事故，然后这是不犯的。
So asatya means without mindfulness.
什么？
扫门撞死，这是撞墙上被虫撞死，还是扫地的时候地上有蚂蚁，然后扫蚂蚁撞死？
你说撞墙是什么意思？就是你把这蚂蚁扫到墙上。
就是刚才的意思是就是扫蚂蚁，然后
对，
扫
不是扫蚂蚁，甚至是扫地，扫地，然后你扫到蚂蚁。
扫到蚂蚁。
对。
哦，那如果看到个蚂蚁窝。
啊。
看到个蚂蚁窝，那个也有个蚂蚁窝，这个地方还有也有个蚂蚁窝。
So he's asking that. So what to do if while sleeping he saw termite?
Termite?
Yes, termite. Means ants nest.
Yeah.
How to remove this nest with the cane?
Means inside the cuckoo.
In the dasa first.
Ah, nest means with eggs or like.
Yes, yes.
So of course you have to find a way because you can take a sheet of paper. And so forth, and try to get the eggs upon and so forth, encourage them, put them in a place outside which are not get attacked by other ants. So you have to take them slowly and sweep, slowly collect all these eggs and so forth and put them outside. And, not in the water which can be destroyed, you put it maybe near the grass or like that, near under the tree or whatever it
is. 轻轻地慢慢扫，把那个蚂蚁上蚂蚁蛋拿个纸收集起来，收集起来，然后放到外面一个比较安全的地方。
So another trick is, you have to be patient. Okay, you can take, for example, kerosene oil, or some kerosene oil means petrol.
Oh, okay.
Petrol
okay.
or some other repellent.
Okay, okay.
Like mosquito
okay.
repellent and
okay.
spray on a cloth.
Mm.
Or petrol, wet it with take a cloth and wet it with petrol. Or mosquito repellent, spray on it. So and put close to the nest. Okay, slowly these ants will go because of the smell. They will take the eggs and go slowly. They will start going out.
Turn, you can 拿一块那个布，然后把那个喷上汽油，在那个布上喷上汽油，然后把那个布放蚂蚁窝门口，然后慢慢这个蚂蚁自己跑。然后不用汽油的话，你可以用那个驱蚊剂。
So don't spray on the ants. Don't put kerosene. Try to put kerosene close to them because it's kerosene. If it spills now, it can spill. Then it can kill all of them. So be careful. Means you have to use a cloth because the cloth can absorb. This liquid doesn't spray. Doesn't.
但是说也不要直接往蚂蚁上喷汽油或者喷那个驱蚊剂，那样的话就这本杀死了。然后就用这块布，然后把那个气味放出来，赶走就可以。
So in the same way, in toilet, for example, toilet, no, sometimes many ants in the toilet. So what to do? You don't just take your water and flush and so forth like that, because all these ants will be killed. Maybe go inside the water. These are not aquatic animals.
But we have a tube, no? Going outside. So if you flush this ant quickly,
if you go inside the toilet, then
yes, but in the toilet of the kuti, actually you have a tube connected with us.
Okay, you can direct them there. You can direct them there.
Yes.
But by others, they can fall inside the toilet bowl, no?
Okay.
So especially the squatting bowls. This is what I mean.
Okay.
Most of these kutis are the squatting bowls.
Okay.
So if you flush and so forth, some of them will go in that direction, others will go to the bowl, to the
yes,
squatting bowl.
Yes,
so therefore, the white policy is just to take some repellent. Like a cloth, you put some citalepa or some like a repellent mosquito, it's called smell. Some bad smell, these ants do not like. You just put this cloth around them in the corners and so forth and close the door. After half an hour, they're slowly starting going by themselves. Even if they have eggs, they collect the eggs quickly and go. You don't need to make effort. So in that case, you have to be patient, wait till they go. Maybe within an hour, you open the toilet, no ants.
He said, in the
They go inside the toilet bowl sometimes. So you just take
few drops of petrol.
Petrol.
And put where the water is, not on ants, on the water is. Because after the melody, these ants, because the smell will, they don't like the melody starting going. So then after they go about to certain extent, they try to hide in the corners. Then you can put more petrol around the bowl, put around more, so forth. Then slowly these ants can't find any hiding place. And then slowly they will go.
比方说他那蚂蚁有时候爬到那个便池里边去，然后去喝水或者干什么，然后这个情况要去赶上的话，你在那个便池边有水嘛，然后在那水里边垫了几滴汽油，然后他那个蚂蚁就会从便池边往进窜，但是你迅速之后，他们可能还会往那个厕所里边下一小块跑，然后这个时候你就是看好他们，他不是就在什么地方，然后呢就是在那地方就都放上那个布，那个粘了汽油的布，然后慢慢他们就没有地方可以藏。
So then citronella also, citronella oil. Citronella oil is the storeroom there, citronella. Now most of these mosquito repellents have the citronella oil. But there is also pure citronella oil, you can find the store. For the single medicine, sir.
然后他说那个，然后那个，如果没有气的话，也可以用香茅油。什么？他提什么幺八零香茅油？那如果说就是那个国家边上那个角落里就有一个蚂蚁洞，是一个小洞。每次我们打扫的时候，它偶尔不定期的就有蚂蚁出来。甚至每天从很多扫地人都能看到蚂蚁出来，那这种时候，那可能做丢弃还需要，在什么时间之内完成？那这种情况，长者有什么建议吗？我们怎么能就是？
So he's telling that in the corner of the wall there's a small hole from the ants. So this ants will come out of the hole at random. I mean, so sometimes while these duty monks are sweeping the dasana, these ants will come out and disturb. So in that case, do you have any advice for these duty monks to handle with the ants there?
This is a nest or they are coming from?
It's a hole.
Small hole. Because there is no way for these ants to come inside from the wall. They might come from somehow from downstairs. Downstairs, what during the night, when nobody is there, no? They go inside the hole, lay the eggs, and during time the monks they are sweeping during daytime. They see many ants coming because they want to go outside. Some of the ants want to get supply of food and the night to come. So they see them. Therefore now the only option is it's called you could get sitalepa. Sitalepa. Now let's see
what your pen. Not pen. I get good. Let's see.
This is the ballroom. This is the floor. Let's see. This is the floor. Here are the ants.
You mean here?
Yes.
Here the ants are.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Here the ants.
So then you can take sigalepa. And apply now from, you can see the direction from which the ants come. If they come from this side, okay? So you can put Siddha Lepa around this side. Okay? And put like that.
Okay?
So, and you leave one space there for them to, some of these ants to go out. But others can't come in. Okay? Those who are inside, they can come out, but those who are coming, from outside they can't come in because they get blocked.
because of the smell, they slowly, slowly they can smell from this side, older, they can smell all this area. They don't come. But these ants, you can leave a space there for them to come out if they like. So then, therefore, in that case, slowly, slowly, if you check every day, so then, slowly, slowly, these ants coming from outside will stop. Okay? They will lose interest to come in again this hole. But only these ants will come here and so forth, occasionally they come out. But if they want to come inside again, they don't like the smell. And then a few days later and so forth, you see no ants will be there.
If no ants will be there, then we can block this hole with
Siddhalepa. Yes, after, of course, you see there are no more ants there. You can take Siddhalepa itself, big piece of Siddhalepa, and block it. Seal it.
他说那个是这样的，他说你看，他是实际上，他那个洞里面下蛋，然后在洞里面下蛋，然后你观察那个蚂蚁，观察那个蚂蚁，比方说这蚂蚁，它从这个方向进来，从这个方向进来的话，你就拿那个红色的黄色药膏，黄色药膏就是涂一个这样的圈。
出个这样的事儿，但是这个圈已经这个圈散发出气味的话，就是这蚂蚁就不会再从这个方向往里边进。但是因为你留了口子，在里边的蚂蚁它有机会出来。然后就连续做几天之后呢，然后慢慢发现已经没有蚂蚁往里边进了，然后偶尔可能有几只蚂蚁出来，然后它到最后可能连既没有进也没有出了，然后它既没有进也没有出的事儿，那这个黄色药膏把这洞给堵死了。
哦，拿药膏堵死。对，就是看既没有进，也没有出事，上面里边没有蚂蚁，直接就给堵死了。哦。啊。嗯。所以呢 ，but you have to check and so on. You can't at once come to the conclusion that all ends have gone. Okay, leave it for a few days like that. But they can be reduced. Again, after the third day, fourth day, again you apply the same. Don't block it at once, because the ants still may be inside.
不要一开始就把人洞堵死，然后把这个鱼是至少拖三四天以后，那个确定这那里边蚂蚁都出来了，然后再把那洞给堵死。
So then, okay, now Ajanandasa. Now the next is Ajananda. If I does not know that in a particular place there is a creature, or animal and so forth, and then one kills it. Okay. So example is, now here, under the book there is an ant. I don't know. Then I put the bottle. Then after that I found out, and it's crushed. So it killed. So I do not know there is an end. Therefore, it is no offense.
So,
then, Namarati bias. If one has not the intention to kill, intention to kill means one wants to play. With an ant. Very nice. And so then, doing your name, I mean, pop, gets killed. You don't want to kill, just want to play. So then, no offense.
然后没有善意者举个例子，就比方说一个游客想把这蚂蚁玩一玩，拿手在那拨了拨了这蚂蚁，然后一不小心把这蚂蚁给弄死了。然后这是不犯的，因为他是只是想让这蚂蚁玩，然后没打算杀这蚂蚁。They
don't play, you know?
所以不要玩了。
So okay.
那扫地算有杀心吗？
So he says that. So is sweeping considered as what is called a modern
sweeping? Na marana device. Yeah, na marana device. Marana device means Ashkola is a tetsu of marana.
Yes.
To kill. Na marana means one is no tetsu.
Sweeping is namara dipaya.
Yeah, namara dipaya means if we walk, we don't know, won't kill. So if you sweep, you don't want to kill. But if you see many hands, then you, for example, you want to go, no? For example, one place or another. And you see many hands, so then you know, if you step, there are so many ants, there is no way that you are not going to kill. Okay. In that case, what to do? Okay. So then, in that case, also you can take a broom, sweep slowly, slowly, open the, as called, remove the ants, left and right, and you can go. So there was one famous Buddhist professor here. His name is Mallasekara.
Ah, Mallasekara.
So then he had to go from his house to the campus. So there was classes, and he used his car. One day, while traveling with a car on the road, he saw a big track of ants going on the road. On the asphalt, big tracks of ants. Then he made a break, he braked. So then he went outside, many ants going from that side. He thought, now if I go with a car upon the ants, they surely will be killed. So then he went, parked the car, somehow behind the road, and then he walked from that place till the university by feet.
然后他说他说以前有那个在CNF有个著名发表教授，然后我们那个PCED里边有一本信，就是这个教授写的，然后这个教授呢，他那个他那个但是那个在大学里边教书，然后他每天坐自己的汽车，骑自己驾驶自己汽车从自己家到学校。 然后有一天，他那个在驾车从自己家的学校半路上，发现路上有一大群蚂蚁正在那个通过这个马路，然后他就想，我这是我要是驾车这么这么这么这么压过去的话，这肯定压死很多蚂蚁。然后他站响之后呢，他就下车把车停在路边，然后下车，然后走过了这块蚂蚁线，然后就然后就一直从那车上一直走到大学。
So he got late.
The classes started late,
but at least he knew that I did not kill.
He虽然迟到了，但是他知道自己没有杀生.
So okay, now I think and there is another story about him. Now, once he had parked the car inside the house, and then one day he found the car. A rat went and put small rats. He has born baby rats.
On his seat or
something. Back of his, it's called this, on the back of the car, which for the suitcase.
Okay.
So then he put a nest there. So therefore, he did not take the nest to remove. He thought, okay, let this rat grow, and then I will remove it. So while there were babies, he did not remove, because he knew that it's called how to put them. Because if they put him outside, so there are dogs, cats, and so on, they would kill them. So then, in that case, he kept them inside the car. So what till that baby will grow and then only then remove it.
关于这个教授呢，还有另外一个故事。然后他有一次他在自己家那个汽车后备箱里发现一窝小老鼠。 然后那个他没有立刻把这一窝小老鼠拿出去，但是因为这是小老鼠，那就是长得很小，就如果说立刻把它们拿出去，很快就会被猫或者被狗给杀死。然后他就把那些小老鼠放在那里，然后那个等那些一窝小老鼠长大的时候，他才把它那个驱逐出去。
So then, okay, this is how you have also to have good examples, not to try to kill living beings because it's a kusala karma.
So,
then, okay, let's go to the next step. Bunyaratan, you can read it. Wait.
So he's asking that, so if he has some parasites in his body, so is it allowable to eat some antibiotics or some other medicine, not antibiotics, but some other medicine to cure these parasites in his body?
What kind of parasites? What is it? Bacteria?
It's not bacteria, it's some kind of a worm like thing. I will show you it.
Ah, worm in the, the bowels?
Yes.
So then, yes, now there are two kinds of medicine which exist in this area, in Sri Lanka. One, vermox, which directly can kill them, kill the worms. And then another medicine, I don't remember the name, which can just remove them. Paralyze little bit then, so they become loose and they can come out with the feces. So, but they don't die. So then, in that case, better to prefer that medicine, the second one. Because these vermox, it is actually directly kills them.
他说就比如说肠道里边经常这种蛔虫为例，他说在森林里，然后那个吃那种就对蛔虫蛔虫没有油了，然后那种药一种药直接吃进去就不能那个肠道里边蛔虫杀死，然后还有一种药的话，那个蛔虫那个它不怎么的蛔虫麻痹之后呢，它就不能紧贴在那个肠里边，它会变松，然后它会退而顺着分泌液体排出来，然后这种情况下你可以选用第二种药。
那有些时候什么建议我们定期打虫？比如说半年打一虫，但我也不知道到底有没有虫。就我不知道的时候，然后我就直接吃打虫药。因为如果有些时候是检查，然后说发现你真的有体内有虫，但是如果说不知道的时候，直接吃这种药。就是吃那种杀虫药。
所以，so he said that if he does not know whether there's a worm in his body or not, but for the purpose of prevention, he took some medicine, to prevent this kind of disease. But this kind of medicine has the function of killing. In that case, will he fall into offense or not?
Sure. There is no way that we don't have. Even the most healthy person in the world, he should have worms in his mouth, his bowels. There is no way. A human organism can't live without worms. Actually, worms help for digestion also.
It's not worms, it's bacteria, you mean?
Bacteria, but the worms also. There are worms.
Worms?
Yes, it's called. Everybody has worms, but the colonies are very less. It's called, it's still under control. Even healthy persons, that's what they have worms. Correct? So then, therefore now, if you take this kind of medicine for prevention, you actually kill these worms. If the little worms who are there, you kill them. So there is no way that there are no worms inside the bowels, even for the most healthy person. According to the, actually, Vishuddhimagga itself, there are 9 families of worms who are living inside our system. Some actually, they are, they can go up to the heart. Yeah, they can travel through the blood. They are tiny, they can travel, go to the heart. But they don't do harm. So only if the population increases, of course, they can do.
他说跟你亲戚当中，他说人体里面有几种虫，就是因为很健康的人，然后他那个身上里边有虫，然后但是他不一定，只要他那个只要这个虫数量在一定范围，他不一定造成什么损害。但是如果你吃那种药的话，那可能直接就把那个虫杀死。
So then, especially now these medicines who kill, like this, what you call for worms, no?
Yes.
Worms, directly they kill them. So avoid taking them. If one wants to prevent them, avoid to take medicines, could just paralyze them, and then slowly, slowly go out with the feces. So even if they fall inside the toilet, they are familiar to live in such environment. In dirty environment, they are familiar to it. They are not going to be killed.
Okay.
他是使用那种
he's asking that. So for some kinds of worms, so they will travel around your blood vessels and even your muscles, or something like that, and it will cause a lot of harm to your body. In that case, it's difficult to find a medicine to paralyze them. In that case, it's allowed to kill them.
They can tell the doctor take responsibility for that.
他说你就告诉医生让医生治就可以了。
对，然后医生去负责。然后关于这个人体内虫的问题，还有一个问题是，那既然长老说这个人体内健康人也就尊重虫，那当那个当人死后，比如说人死后，那他体内肯定是有寄生虫的嘛，那尸体本身就有，但是通常那个对出家人死后都是火化，那给出家人做火化的话，会不会更惨？
So normally after a monk passed away, so people will cremate him, that means they will burn his body, but there are many living worms in his corpse. In that case, those people, I mean. Those people were monks who conducted this cremation ceremony. Will they fall into this offense or not? This is his question.
No, usually monks are not involved with this cremation things. It is lay people who arrange everything. So then, but even if monks are involved, most of the monks don't think so deep. They don't think that's what their worms hit their body, maybe they be killed or like that. Because the purpose is just to get rid of the corpse. To get rid of the corpse, not to get rid of the worms. So therefore, it's not Maranadabhaya, it's not with intention to kill anybody. Because they know the body is dead now, and they can be worms, cannot be worms, and so on. But nobody thinks that they are going to kill worms now, burn the worms. That is the intention. So that case now is not, they don't fall in Bajita offense in that case.
他说这样，他说这样，他说这在信仰上这块，就是火葬这个事儿，因为那个出家人肯定是在场，但是他实际上他这是不参与的，这是都是技师干的。然后呢，然后这是一点，然后第二点呢，就是技师有犯人参与，他们一般也没有想这么深，就是我烧这尸体的时候，那个会烧死虫子，然后他们动机也根本不是烧死虫子，所以说他们不会犯这这这二罪。
那如果想到了，想到自己就不应该参加了。想到自己就不应该参加了。就是不要去做什么努力。对，但是可以观看。
对，你可以看一下。对。
然后还有一个最后一个问题，就是那个我们知道那个人，比如下家上啊，或者是那个就是衣服里啊，或者是枕头里啊，或者是被子上就满虫子。
He's telling that this kind of insect is very small. It may be your pillows, your sheets, the bed sheets. So if you what's called hung your sheet or pillow outside your hoodie, under sunlight,
In that case, this mice will get killed because of the sunlight. In that case, we do not point to any offense.
One does not make the intention to kill anybody. One wants to clean, no? To clean. For cleanness, to remove dust and all these things. If you dust them, so many mites fall on the ground and so forth, they can be killed. Because especially in the sunlight. You put there. So therefore now the intention is not to kill, because another thing now is called it shall be visible in the naked eye. So if you, for example, you see ants on your pillow and you just throw them in the fire, so it is dukkha, pachitya of it. But these are not visible to the eye. Whether they are there or not, in which place of the pillow they are there, you don't know. So therefore now the intention is to clean. Aren't you that is intention, you put intention for what? This one. So if they can killed or not and so forth, you can't help. So in that case now it's called you don't fall into any offense.
肉眼看不到，然后所以说你当时你做的东西肯定是清洁，而不是杀死这个蚂蚁。对，然后那就是你，而且你就是做了之后，这个蚂蚁知道到底是被杀了没有，其实你也是不知道。你如果不说给你拿那个放大镜看，然后其实那个是看不到。但是
同样，你吃
打
同样也不知道
跟
有没有什么杀，也而且也放下。
但是你带来的意义，它没有意思的时候，当下就不
犯。So he's asking that. So if you tell this kind of mite is invisible, then the worm inside the body is also invisible. In that case,
of course, if they come outside of your body, you know. No, sometimes now, how do you know there are worms then? Because now you see they will either irritate your anus, or you can see them coming off your anus.
Okay.
Or with the excrement, you can see them. So that's why you think. Worms. Then I have to take medicine to get rid of them. So if you don't see them, you don't even suspect. If you don't feel them, you don't suspect they are there. So and you don't need another. Actually, nobody doctor is advising you get a preventive medicine to get rid of any worms which you don't have any disturbance with them. Okay. So therefore, the time you get a disturbance, of course, the population increases. Then of course, the doctor will advise you. Because they're coming out of your anus. They irritate your anus. They might get wounds, I call it in the rectum. So in that case, even the night, sometimes you can't sleep. Because you get the irritation. So these are the symptoms that are there. I call it. You can see sometimes coming with extremities.
Okay.
It's not invisible.
他说这个东西呢，就是绝对不能说是不可见的。他说那个人，你为什么能知道这个？你肚子里边有这个寄生虫呢？那个要么你拉屎的时候呢，他跟你屎一块被拉出来；要么他可能从你肛门里边伸出头了；要么虽然你没有看见他，但是你知道那肛门疼，然后你知道他们在你直肠里边钻，所以你能感觉到他，你至少能感觉到他，然后你才会吃那个药。
我说的不是这种情况，我是说没有症状。
当然他也说，然后他说没有症状的时候，他说一那个就是就是如果说你真的没有任何症状的话，医生一般不他说医生一般不会建议你去吃打针药，他是这么说的。
这只是一些专家建议什么定期打针。
所以说
定期打针没有任何症状。
所以 said that some expert some doctors actually advice。To take this kind of medicine in a certain days of the year to prevent this kind of disease.
What year?
Huh?
What kind of part of the year?
A certain days, maybe.
Certain days of the year.
Yes.
But if you would take a medicine which do not kill it directly, you. Get the medicine which they can paralyze or they can go out of the system.
他说是，即使你要吃，也要吃那种就是不会杀死那种药，只要能排出那种药可以。
那我还想问一下，就是那个之前我听说那个巴利三藏里有这样的记载，就是那个佛陀禁止，就是比丘在那个吃东西的时候，然后用神通，看那个食物里面的生物。是我不知道是不是，就是我听到的是不是确切，是不是有这样的？
So he tells that he heard a rumor that the Buddha prohibited the bhikkhus to use their psychic power while eating to see whether there's any living beings in his food. Is that true or not?
What?
You didn't understand, you mean?
I never heard this kind of story.
Because it seems that if you use a psychic power to see these living beings, then if you eat this kind of food, you refer to offense or something.
I don't know anything. What is this rumor? From where it comes? Which sutta is this? In which place? In Vinayabhidhaka?
So we proceed to Pachita 62.
Okay.
62条。这不上过了吗？不是。
Next. After.
讲过了，
没讲，那是倒冲水，这是引冲水。对，以前讲过的是把那个冲水倒在什么草地上什么的。
那是那个第二十条吧？我记得没错吧？那个是第二十条，他说的。
这是另外一条。
OK，yes，
这
个anyways， but project is 62。
尔时，佛世尊在舍卫城，起初即不度云：“其实六旬毗湖之水中有虫而已游，不毗湖中草曰非那，何以六旬毗湖之水中有虫而已游也？乃至诸毗湖时饮用也，是然是真实。”佛世尊喝水于人，不正何以饮用也？于人，此非令一未信者深信，乃至诸毗湖如腾当如是送之学处。任何彼库之水中有虫而饮用者，阿基底亚，任何者彼库之已知者，自知或以他人告知，有虫者之已知，当令其死。知而饮用者，阿基底亚，与有虫有虫想而饮者，阿基底亚，与有虫有你想而饮者，喝者与有虫有无虫想而饮用者，而饮者饭也。与无从有从想，或者与无从有疑想，或者与无从有无从想者，患也。不知有从无知无从知隐之不死而已。痴狂者最初是患也者不患也。在第二，有生物的凡有余食用而生物死亡，以那有生物的水明知那样有生物的水而使用者，在人家行性多了。在萨瓦提六旬毗湖开始，在明知水有生物而使用的指定，此处其余的方知只在教有生物的水学术所说之方式。这里有四种构成要素：有生物的水明知若使用生物将会死亡，只是水没有伤害之事。只因某事缘而使用，继续。
So now it is regarding aquatic animals. Sapanagarudya means, but not only aquatic, can be any water contains any creatures.
然后这个就是有关水里边有生物情况。
So if one uses in such way so that these creatures are going to die, there is pachita on this one.
如果说因为那个你使用这个水，然后导致水里边生物死亡，然后这个就会分支下巴基地。
So therefore, even in toilet, there are ants. and so forth. And one does not care, just throw things upon them or throws another word upon them, so they can kill. Can kill, no? So.
Ants in the water or some other? You mean ants or some other insects?
Anywhere. Ants have fallen into the water.
Oh, okay.
Like, for example, in the bucket.
Oh.
They fall into the bucket. Oh. So then you see there are ants there, but you don't care, just throw them on the ground or throw them inside the water, another water.
Oh.
So then by doing that, they get killed. Into the packet. Now, from the packet, in toilet, for example, example.
Oh.
In toilet, inside the packet, ants have fallen.
Oh.
Okay, while it is water inside the packet.
Oh.
So then one takes his packet and then throws, to clean the toilet. The toilet wall.
Okay.
So then he can patch it here because you know they are going to be killed.
他说是这样举个例子，就比方说你拿冲厕所扔水桶，你不是厕所里边有个水桶拿去冲厕所吗？你发现那个冲厕所水桶里边有蚂蚁，然后呢，然后你不管这个蚂蚁，就直接拿冲厕所水桶里边水桶水，然后那个去冲厕所，然后那蚂蚁也跟着一起被冲到变湿里边，然后这种情况就会翻这脚就把子憋。
So then, in that case now, we put usually a filter. Now, you see, you know, to prevent even from these tapes, where sometimes worms come out, so or some other creatures, they are living aquatic animals, creatures who are living inside the water, that's called, we usually use strainers, cross strainers, so they can be trapped. In them, and then they don't be killed if they fall on the ground or they fall inside the sink.
Oh.
Okay.
他说那个也是这个原因的，所以我们一般那个在用水龙头时，在那个水龙头装玻璃囊，这样的话，如果是这个水龙头出来水里边有什么水生动物的话，它不会因为那个被冲到水池里边，或者被冲到相关地方被杀死。
So there is one related rule, so that not to throw water with living beings into the mud. What is this rule? There is one Pachitya rule. We have already finished that.
20 maybe, let me see. 20. Yes.
We have finished, you have not been here.
Oh.
So this is all related, Pachitya 20, no?
Yes.
Okay. Yopana bhikkhu jana sapana kanudaka? Yes, sapana kanudaka. You take this water and throw it on the grass or you throw it in the mud. So you don't use it, you just want to throw it. So that is another Pachitya.
然后如果这个水不是使用，而是把这个水浇在那个草上或者土上的话，那就是我们之前讲过那个巴西第二十条。
So then, this rule is far away, no? As Colan is 20, others 60, 61, 62. They should have been put together, but they are in different places. So then, now about these things, you have to be careful. So after you have remorse that you have killed animals and you are, it's called, you can't sleep in the night or you can't win table.
他说所以大家对这二戒一定要注意，然后不要因为这二戒犯了一回，然后如果说大家就是那个对自己杀生这件事情有一回的话，那你可能晚上会睡不着觉，然后会影响到你的那个禅修。
好。So then, okay, any questions?
那有什么问题？
哦，班姐，我问一下，刚才班姐举的例子，那个冲厕所那个，
我觉得应该是犯了什么有什么条吧。
不是，他是这样，他是那个水桶里边本来就有水，然后那水里边本来就有蚂蚁。
我知道，因为那个这一条的那个学术条文是任何比丘之水中有虫而饮用者。
嗯。
然后呢，在
使用者不是饮用者。
是翻译错了是吗？
使用
全篇全是饮用。
那是，但是你看那个伊霍杜托人用的使用。
对，伊霍杜托，但是在律藏里边啊。就是佛陀喝则的是用饮用，但是我不知道巴利啊。然后呢，治戒的条文是用饮用，然后在那个有虫者解释有虫者，
嗯，
知饮，
他这个用的都是饮，是吧？
全部全是饮用。
So he wants to check the Vinaya Pitaka, whether it is use or drink. Let me see. Vinaya Pitaka. Let me see. 受用。
受用。
对。
哦，那这翻译错了。
对。So the word is paribunjit.
Yeah, you drinking also. You can use it in different ways.
他说那个，他说也包括饮用，但饮用只是其中一种，受用的一种。
For washing also, you use for washing also.
他说那个就是洗也算。
For example, you take with ants, there's water with ants and some worms, but you think, oh, I have no time now to care about this. You put them into your bowl to wash it. Well, there is a lot of chili sometimes, and there's some acid inside the bowl. By using them, they get killed. So then, therefore, even to wash your bowl with this kind of thing, it is not appropriate.
所以说那个就是您在用水洗锅的时候，有可能会犯这个戒。因为比方那用水洗锅的时候，您水里边加洗涤剂，然后就把那个水里边虫杀死了。
哦，可能。
Another thing is here, you put soap also like that.
Yes.
Put soap, and not only wash your bowl, but wash a packet, for example. You want to wash a packet. And you use water with while the packet is all some chemical like that. But you know, if this animal would mix, get in contact with him, they will be killed. So that is also not appropriate to use that water.
他说后面不一定洗了，包括你洗桶或者洗什么地方，然后里面都要肥皂或者其他化学物质，然后这如果那个床里边有水的话，都可能有。
To wash on ropes, on rope, to wash on towel, some bed sheet and so what. So unless to the water should be clean and so what. If there are worms inside and so what, and you should know to strain the water and after use it.
他说如果那个包括那个洗毛巾还有洗床单都一样，如果发现里边有虫，应该先拿滤水拿滤水过滤一下，然后再用热水。
他这个一堆括号里的所有的四条应该都是自己念，因为都标成那个小小字了。
对，标成小字，而且他说明是自己念。以前别的都不一定说自己意见，他现在明确说是自己。
前两条可以理解，但是第三条、第四条就不知道什么意思。
我问
他，那要不然这样，要不然这么问吧，请长老解释一下他这个构成要素不就行？
我想说，能不能在其他著述里边找到有关于要素的记载？But can you find any account of the factors of this rule in other commentaries? Means some metaphysical or any or other sub commentaries? Because in the footnote of this Chinese translation, they give the factors also. So, okay.
It should be the same, like about killing. Actually, is whether you want to direct. Now, this is the first rule is about directly. You find an ant on the table, you directly kill it.
Okay.
That is. But this is now these animals are in the water. Are in the water. Aquatic animals. Most of them are aquatic animals. It's not land animals. So, and then you know that if you use this water, they are going to be killed. And still you are using it. So that is again the factors are the same like killing. It cannot be different. That's why the commentaries don't give the factors. Kangabhija does not give any factors. Let me see.
首先在这个疑惑度脱里边是没有任何那个构成要素的，然后他认为这个构成要素应该上下相似，也就是说，但是在他说你
Manusavika is Manusavika Parajika number 3
so we那如果善人那个看要素的话，那是第四条肯定是错的。
哦，
那就是已经肯定是有伤害之死。
哦，第三条也要去除。
对，第三条这我不知道完全不。
那就是五条，那就是五条要素。
对。OK, so the.
So the one, no, this is different. Don't you see? We have this kind of 60, Paccitya number 60, no?
61.
It is about land animals. But 62 it is aquatic animals, about 20 also aquatic animals. Okay. But the difference between 62 and 20 it is that in 20 you have aquatic animals in the packet, you throw them away, you don't want to use them, the water. You just throw it on the grass or the ground and so on. And the animals can die. Although there is Paccitya by doing that. So then, but 62 it is about you don't throw it. You want to use it. For example, you want to wash your robe. You want to wash your towel. You want to drink it. You want to wash your bowl. So you use this in this way. You don't throw the water down. It's called on the mat, on the grass. Therefore, now these aquatic animals who are inside the water. It can be also ants, for example, who are on the surface of the water.
第二十条、第六十一条和第六十二条，他说第六十一条和第六十二条之间区别呢，就是说第六十是特别专指，就是这已经掉到水里边这种生物，或者本来就生长在水里边这种生物，但是六十一条它可以是一切生物。然后第六十二条和第二十条区别呢？二十条你并不是使用了水，你只是把那个水倒掉，如果你倒在草上或土上，而第六十二条呢，就是你是使用了这个水，这是第二十条和第六十二条之间区别，就大概来这个区别。
Shall
we continue with the number, Paccitya number 63?
Okay, no question.
没有下问题，
我还是讲一下。就举个例子，我就想问这个例子，如果说看到水中有蚂蚁，然后呢，比如说我可能故意把个杯子里面装废水，然后
装什么水？
废水
啊，废水。
然后那个有一些蚂蚁爬到里边了，或者是杯子就是杯子上有蚂蚁，然后呢，可能我把杯子上的蚂蚁全涮到那个水里，暂时的。然后呢，我给它找了块沙地，我倒在沙地上。因为我轻轻的倒在沙地上。然后那个水就很快就潜下去。
对。
那这种情况下，我是不是构成知道使用不会死而使用？还是说
这不叫使用，还是废水？
或者连使用都不算？
对。So he's telling that, so he has a cup of sewage water.Just called dusty water, sewage water. He has a cup of sewage water like that. And he found that some ants are swimming something. He says, some ants are there. So, in that case, is it allowable for him to slowly pour this water into a sand, slowly pour this water into a bump of sand, so that the water will drain, and the ants will survive. In that case, it is allowed.
Yes, you can do like that. It is only you can do it slowly, so that the ants don't get killed.
But
these are ants are not aquatic animals like that. It is now Sapana Gaudyakan, it is literal meaning actually aquatic animals. That's called sampanna. This is the real, literal meaning. Now, ants are land animals. But you can regard them as sapanaka means because they also connected with the water. They connected with the water. In that case, now one can't use this water by washing a bowl and like that, because by turning upside down, these ants can go under the surface of the water and can be drunk, drowned. So in that case, now one should not use this water even to wash one's bowl or to wash one's robes. If one sees ants on the surface.
一般来说呢，就是地球上那个生物水，它里边那个生物水生生物，但是这里边说那个有生物水，它在里边那个生物水生生物，但是这个蚂蚁虽然是陆生生物，但是已经掉到水里边，它也和水直接触，所以我们也把它算在这条界里边。然后那个所以大家注意，就是说发现水里边有蚂蚁的话，就不要用这种蚂蚁的水洗锅或者洗衣服或者做什么其他用处，以免这个蚂蚁在地掉水里边被淹死。
不是，他这个要素问题，他刚才已经问了，就是说这个要素不按这个实际上说，这上面说不知道他那个出处什么地方，然后那个按照普通语言说法应该是五个构成要素，五个构成要素按那个就是巴拉加滴滴滴滴滴三条，也判断构成要素，不按这个说上的构成要素，就说上构成要素并不是以后的本文里边，是作者自己加上去，不是这个翻译者自己加上去，也可能不是翻译者自己，我都不知道是谁加的这个，应该是翻译者自己，是吗？我因为他这上面画了很多线，我这应该不是线的，不应该不是翻译者自己画的，对吧？
红色的线是铸法宗旨，这应该不是线的，不应该不是翻译者自己画的。OK。所以我怀疑那画是不是有什么其他人在这看着书之后。不是。应该是那个翻译者他翻译的时候，因为他这儿没有要素嘛。因为他这儿没有要素嘛。因为鱼非生物，生物想恶作。
For now, now those days, monks, they will go from rivers, they will go from ponds, take water, wash the bowl, and again, this water they throw it inside in the river, they throw it on the land. But still, this water may contain many other creatures. So. This is what the Buddha and what was concerned, that monks have to strain the water if they see creatures to check first. If there are creatures in the from the water of the river, from the water of a pond, like that, to check. If there are creatures, one should not use this. Or one should strain it.
他说那个比库门和那个经常在河水里边，或者池塘里边洗过，然后这样的话，他们就直接在那里边洗过，然后洗完以后，那个水还是倒回那个河里边或者倒回那个池塘里边。然后佛陀那个他说，真的这条界很可能就是真的这个情况。就是说，如果你发现那个你用的那个河水或者池塘水里边有生物的话，你有两个选择，要么你该开开就不要用这个水，要你用了水的话就先拉住闭上，那么过滤一下再用。
那没有三条，OK，so seems no other questions。63条。尔时，罗世间在舍卫城，行树比库多罗，平时又听比丘、比征士与如法裁决，又令在劫里人和骚扰，不成骚，不成劫里。 不善解理，应在解理；不成裁决，不善裁决。应在裁决。诸比丘中少欲者，应按。何以六情比丘知而骚乱耶？乃至诸比丘，汝等识之而骚乱耶？实然，世尊，佛世尊何则？于人，汝等何以知而骚乱耶？于人。 此必令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝等当是诵此学诵。任何之说，知正是以理，乃著如法裁决。欲令在劫无而骚乱者，何以听？任何者，比丘之意，知者。
自知或他人告知真实者有四种真实：争论真实、逼难真实、进步真实、义务真实。如法者，依法、依律、依师教而行，此名如法。欲令在结魔而骚乱者，云：不成结魔，不善结魔。应在结魔，不成裁决，不善裁决，应在裁决。而骚乱者，多一提。于如法结魔，有如法结魔想而骚乱者，多一提。于如法结魔，有疑想而骚乱者，多一提。于如法结魔，有非法结魔想而骚乱者，暗语。于非法结魔，有如法结魔想，不举报。于非法结魔，有疑想，不举报。于非法结魔，有非法结魔想，不暗语。所作结魔依于非法，或依别众，或对不相应结魔而骚乱者，痴狂者，最初是犯行者，不犯也。
Okay, you can read also. Kanga Vitarmu.
No, 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 you go to talk.
Okay. 第三，如法，凡是为了解析真事所说的法，而只是以该法，以决断的真事，已经决断的真事，只是由大师佛在灭争当天所说之法而以止息之意，而止息争事的方法在息灭争法我们将显示说明。假如为了再度干妈而发起者，前往那位比库前后说未做干妈等，假如为了再度做而使动摇，以随处的态度可以助力，假如不给予他站立，必他如此做者心堕落。而那只就已决断的真事，以如法及善决断而说，假如在未完成干妈而斥责者，应当使他了之后而举行。在一处的扰乱干妈者以及作者有罪。在沙瓦提六群已故开始，在发起的布施之定、正风之定有命令，在如法干妈存疑者，在非法干妈存如法干妈想或疑者合作，在如法和不如法干妈两者存非法干妈想知道，以非法以别众或不因干妈而做干妈者以及疯狂者无罪。这里有此三种构成要素：一、以如法决断的情况；二、不道；三、发起。等起等于不允许学处等起相似，而此学处为苦受。
Now here it is regarding about Vinaya Karmas. If a Vinaya Karma is properly executed, so and one wants to agitate against it, because there is a pachiti offense upon this rule.
然后他说那个如果一个干妈已经如法决断，然后你非得让那个这干妈再做一次。然后那个是不是干嘛动摇了哈？然后那个去扰乱了哈？然后就翻了点八几天。
Now, if you take Upasambada, Upasambada is Vinaya Karma, no? So after you get Upasambada, some monks say, "Oh, your Upasambada is not valid. It's called because the Vinaya Karma was not correctly done. So what you are going to do?"
然后他说他说。 说那个，他说然后比如说你这那个打赏仪式，这也是要干嘛？然后比方说你打赏仪式结束之后呢，突然有个比如跑过来跟你说，你这打赏，你这打赏干嘛？不是反正你这在当时上面是这个打赏是当然仪式是无效的，那这事儿你该怎么做？
So, maybe that monk is correct. How to check?
说不定他说法是正确的，我们应该怎么样检查呢？
那我应该去问我的老师，就是我的这个打赏干嘛是不是有效的？如果我的老师说是有效的，那我就认为它是有效的。
嗯，then he should ask his upacha. If his upacha says this is valid, then he should think that this is valid.
So maybe the upacha is wrong. How to check?
他说如果那这其实也有可能是错的，那该怎么检查？
就是说。即使这个是错的，但是我有正确的，我认为这是正确的。那也，我看啊，犯这个不犯？就按照戒说，应该是不犯的。以非法结果存，
不是，他这你不要适应这条戒。
哦，不是这条戒，
对，你是被人骚扰，你不是那个什么，你不是骚扰别人。
如果那个人就是骚乱的人，可以拿出令在场大哥的确信的证据，我们安排人。
So he said that if that monk was not able to show any evidence that can convince them, most of the people, so he would just follow original Vinaya Karma.
He will follow, do?
He will only follow the original Vinaya Karma. He will not question that karma.
So, what I want to say is that there is a way.
有可能他犯77条，犯几条？
So he's telling that, So that monk will maybe will fall into the squad. 77. Yes. The other monk.
77 means?
77 is that squad. You in.
Kukuchana Bada.
Yes.
To remorse.
Yes.
But maybe that monk is correct. You never know how to know. How you can claim that he is falling to Pachitya?You might claim it to form the body. Maybe not. That monk is correct.
Proof.
How do you know?
Proof.
What
provide,
is your...
Provide you a proof to me.
Okay, but you have also to provide proof to him. What is your proof? What is your proof?
翻译一下。我是当时受戒的人。他如果这个证据跟我当时所有过程我没有经历过的，那我就可以他。如果经历过的，拿了他的证据再询问戒师，看他这个证据是否成立。对吧
？So he said that, so if because he has gone through the whole procedure, so then he can check what this monk said is correct or not. So if that this monk what this monk said is different from what he has seen, what he has heard.And what he has experienced, then he can directly he can reject. But if it is not called inconsistent, then he can bring this matter to his teacher and let him decide.
It is just superficial answers. But I will explain.
就是把那个人啊带到戒师面前，然后让他们两个之间就是去讨论。然后那个人因为他说了他会拿出证据，然后我戒师。可能会反驳，然后我听他们两个人的看法，然后我来判断谁是对的。
He said that he will bring that monk to his teacher and listen to their debate and listen to their arguments and he will make a, he can be the judge to see who is correct.
You will be the judge. 好多价值的，
因为是这样，他们两个讨论的时候，肯定是依据经典
啊，
对，
他们不可能说是我随口说的，比如说反对那个人说，那依照哪一条拿出来，依照哪一条你们做的是这样，我有照片，然后依照这一条是不对的，然后我的戒师会，那依照另外一条，或者说你的那个，你依照那个你理解是错的，这样的话我就可以反对，肯定是依照经典嘛，不可能就是说。
Both sides has to base their arguments from in the party text. So when they give their sources, he can check according to the party text.
Just very abstract explanation. Abstract explanation. Now you have to have concrete explanation. Concrete. Okay? Now, in order to judge whether a Vinayagam is valid or invalid, so you have to regard mainly two points. Two points.
Okay,
now here, two points means sets of points.
然后他说那个，这样点就是这巴黎写的这样点，然后就是如法还是非法，然后是那个合众还是别众。
Now, this is dhammena. If a vinaya karma is done with dhammena, according to the rule, it means that the nyati. And anusavana are probably done. Nyati. Emotion. Anusavana and proclamation are probably done. There are no defects in the nyati anusavana. Okay?
他说那个这个地方如法是干嘛东引和宣告部分，然后都是以适合方式进行的，然后没有什么使他们失坏的那种因素。
So therefore, we have to check first the nyati, to check. If we want to see whether the vinayagam is valid or not, we have to check the nyati, the motion. And then we have to say anusavana, if there is any defects on that. If no defects, that means it is according to the rule.
他说过的就是第一步先查动议，看那动议是不是有效，有没什么失败。然后就动议没问题，还再查宣告有什么有是不是有效，有没什么失败。如果都没有问题的话，就说明这个东西是已经是如法的。
And then another point is samagena means that is the bhikkhu sangha who participate in that vinayagama are complete.
他说这个和僧他不翻译和僧，他翻译成完整僧团，就是说他就是说参加这干的这干嘛僧是一个完整的僧团。
That means that those who have not arrived in the government give a chanter, nobody objects to it.
然后这个地方也就表示就是说那个那些没有参加那些比丘，他们已经逾越了，然后他们不反对这个干嘛。
So if these two points, are met. So then that vinayagama is valid.
他说如果这两个要素都满足的话，这个干法就是有效的干法。
So if after that any monk
complains, criticizes, I get it. And so on. That monk functions by the offense of this.
然后在这样一这样一个如法的干嘛之就是在这这这这样一个有效的干嘛之后呢，如果还有比如抱怨批评，然后他就会犯这条白戒定。
So now the opposite is adhamena. Adhamena means the nyati and savana no properly done.
然后那个这个以这种有效干嘛相反呢是那个是不无效干嘛，无效干嘛有一种是非法不如法的，然后不如法的就是比较说那个就动议和那个宣告是以不适合的方式那个做成。
So and Vajina means is the Sangha group who makes the Vinaya Karma are not complete.
然后那个别众的意思呢，就是参加这个干嘛僧团是不完整的。
So therefore, not complete means they have not brought the chanda of other monks. Before the Vinaya Karma starts, other monks protesting. Okay. So therefore, in that case, now that Vinaya Karma is not valid to be carried. Before the Vinaya Karma is somebody. Before the Vinaya Karma, some monks protest and so forth. You can't carry the Vinaya Karma.
他说这种别种是指就是说那个你也没有参加比丘，他们并没有相反的，他们可能在外面抗议。然后他说如果说那个这个干嘛的这之前外面很多人抗议的话，你不能执行这个干嘛。
Therefore, if a monk agitates, to tell that this Vinaya Karma with his dhammena, vajena, is not valid, agitates the gods, is no offense. If you read the non offense section, you can understand.
然后如果这个比丘他批评或者抱怨的是这种不如法的，或者说别种举行的干嘛的话，他不犯。
Alright, now if you see the known offense, okay, here it says, adhamena. You can see the Pali. Can you see the Pali? Adhamena va vagena va. Nakama rahasava kamakata janant o kuteti. No offense.
So nakama raha means it is not worth it.Worthy of this Vinaya Karma something.
Kamaraha means yes, it is not suitable for to make a Vinaya Karma for that.
然后他说所以大家在看那个律藏或者以后都说那个讲念不犯事，他就是说那个我完以后都说讲了，以后都翻译比较清楚一点。
Kamaraha means a person who the monks make a Vinaya Karma.For is not suitable person. The person is not suitable to be made to undergo a Vinaya Karma himself. For example, he had a Upasambada candidate. Okay?
But he's a Pandaka, something.
A Pandaka, okay, something like that.
Okay. 然后这种完一不多讲，就是说以非法以别种或不应干嘛而做的干嘛者。然后他说这个非法别种，这张颖跟大家讲，就是说如果这样的情况下，如果有人批评或者抗议，这是无罪的。然后第三种情况就是不应干嘛做了干嘛者，就是说你做那个干嘛对象，他不适合做干嘛对象。举个例子，比如说一个僧团对一个那个想打赏圣女比丘人，就打赏干嘛，然后发现这个要打赏的人他是黄门。如果说你对这个黄门，然后做打赏干嘛的话，这个属于第三种情况。就是不应干嘛做了干嘛。
Therefore now, if somebody tells you that your upasamadhi is not valid, so and the question is what to do then? You have to check what dhammena is according to nyati. You have to check the nyati, the motion. You have to see anusavana. If everything correct, don't worry. Samaga, if before the Vinaya Karma any monk protested.Any monks do not give the chanda, consent. If everybody has done this, the monk, the sangha who is making the Vinaya Karma is complete, no problem. So, and then you can check yourself also. If you are qualified person to get the upasamadha, qualified person means you have all the qualification. So, if you have all the qualification, don't worry.Your Vinaya Upasamadhi is valid.
所以说回到这张一开始问大家那个问题，就是说如果有人突然跟你说你这打赏干嘛？那个不无效应该怎么办？那这个时候你就跟这三个方面来讲一下。第一， 看你看这干瓦是不是如法，然后这事你开始检查当时念的干瓦文，就是都意是不是如法，宣告是不是如法，我都宣告都是如法，那这个干瓦这方面如法的没问题。然后第二点，然后看这个当时那个僧团是不是完整，完整僧团，当时有没有人，当时在举行干瓦之前有没有人抗议，然后在举行干瓦那个在举行干瓦之前那个是不是有人那个他没有逾矩。然后如果是这都没有这些问题的话，那第二方面也没有问题。然后就看第三方面，就看你自己，你那个你自己适不适合搭上，就是当时你的身份适不适合搭上。如果你发现你自己的身份也适合搭上，三方面都没问题，那你这干瓦就是有效的。
Therefore, the Buddha does not prohibit everybody not to agitate Vinayagama. He prohibits monks to agitate Vinayagama, which is valid. If the Vinayagama is valid, you can agitate. But if it is invalid, you can agitate. You have the right to agitate.
他说那个，所以说那个佛陀并没有一概禁止，就是说那个对干瓦不可以骚乱。然后他说那佛陀说就是对这种那个有效的干瓦，你不能就是那个已经如法裁决，你不能在那个骚乱。但是如果说这个干瓦本身不如法，然后或者说无效，那你可以进行抗议。
So if now one must be very sure.Before agitating Vinayagama, one has to have good proof, good evidence. So, even if there is a doubt, one might fall into dukkata.
Okay.
说那个
所以说你要对那个一个干瓦提出抗议之前，你最好提前准备好足够好的证据。哪怕你这个证据不够充分，哪怕你让你有怀疑的话，然后你去提出这样一种骚乱，然后就会犯恶作。
Okay, any questions?
有什么问题吗？
这边，
你说。
这个刚才那法王讲的那个我对照他那个如法干瓦的四要素，就是七三两个。他这个当地讲完之后，那个有三个要素是对上的，但是戒成就没有。
对。
So he's telling that according to Vinaya notes, so there is called fourth sampatis for Vinaya Kama. But in your factors, you did mention this Sima Sampati.
No, it is because now this is related to Vinaya Kama itself now.Now, these monks do not ask all now. It is about the Vinayagama, alright? Ask all. Now, for example, Upasambada to take place, Sima Sampati might be there, because Upasambada takes place inside the Sima, okay? So, this monk does not tell any fault with the Sima.
Okay,
in this rule, he does not say any fault with the Sima. He does not complain that the Sima was wrong. Okay, he does not complain that the Upajaya was wrong.He complains that the Vinayagama itself was wrong, inside the Sima.
Okay.
So therefore now, in the non-offense section, it mentions Dhammena Vagena, only these two.
Okay.
Dhammena, it's called Adhammena Vagena. If it is with Adhamma Avaga, and then one agitates, no offense.
Okay.
But if it is Dhammena Samagena, it is offense.
Okay.
But it is a difference.
然后他说这样，而且是那个对这个对先生，他是指那个，因为你这个干瓦是在这个戒场里边进行的，对不对？然后他说他这样就对这对象就是不是指那种因为那个戒场的问题而产生，而是对这干瓦本身，他先生这个干瓦纯因为你说是如果说这个运力在干瓦上骚乱，他这并没有说以后换个戒场骚乱，这个是他说是因为这个。干瓦本身在骚乱，所以说只管那四个成就里边后面三个成就，不是第一个戒场成就是不包括在内。
那咱们我想问一下，这个完整僧团这一条，是否包含那个就是所有比库在一域之内跟里边没有八字的比库？
So he's asking that for this factors of samagena.Does it also include the factors? For example, all these bhikkhus are within my Hattabhasa?
Yes, all these things are there. Hattabhasa and
monks do not protest, and monks who are to bring the chanda, they bring it. There are many, many other facts. Because those days I explained these things. I think you have been there, because you explained that we are about the sima, no?
Yes.
And so forth, how to make the sima, how monks should be inside, and so forth, how they have to bring the chanda. You all explained these things. So therefore now, because there is no space here, how to write, no? All these things, I want to write the munyati and all these things.
65, and then we go Pachitya number 79,
80, and 81.
So how you want to have this book? This is in Singhalese. How you can read it? I told you, it's a single copy there.
Okay, there's only one copy. This book has three copies. That book has only one copy. So if you got that copy, I cannot get that copy. I spent a lot of time doing that. Okay. Anyway.
I
spent 1 hour in this afternoon to put them into order.
Yeah. After 1 week, we can see what happened. They will mess them up.
今天二十二，对吧？
哦，那还早。
对。
哦，元旦就26。
啊，那个然后二十七号那个听会，这号是沈章过生日前一天，沈章二十七号过生日前一天我们那个听会，啊，过生日那个。
26 holiday happy day。
Yes, so he wants the gentleman medical checkup, but he doesn't know whether he has to skip the class for that or not.
Now we start the other classes by almost 7:30, 10 o'clock. Doctors, then after 10 o'clock, still doctor are there?
No.
No problem.
In the night, the doctors?
It's after the next class. Like a phone call.
可以，可以，可以。哦，你们有什么样的？
我有。
啊，那个鞋。 班德，你这还录着呢。